from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Go to morganandmorgan.com. Georgia Tech football.
Let's talk about it.
Man, I'm telling you, for the last several years and intermittently throughout the last several decades, Georgia Tech football has been nothing but a Volkswagen filled with clowns. That changed on Saturday. Stirring upset over Florida State, 24-21 the final. And people, it's the way that last seven-minute death march until the inevitable game-winning field goal. And it's funny watching game day. Everyone on that set picked Florida State except for the Irish wrestler.
Seamus.
Seamus, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you got to go to Georgia Tech. I was like, whoa, hey, well, this is great. You know, it's funny as they all thought the same things, that Florida State was going to run it down Tech's throat, which I thought was interesting because no one really thought about it, that Georgia Tech could run the ball on Florida State. No one even really seemed to mention that. And Georgia Tech, they've got a pretty good offensive line.
It was a top 10 offensive line last year, and those guys are all back. They've all played a ton of games together. They're physical. They inflicted their will on Florida State.
Some of those guys that were on that offensive line didn't even play, too. Like that's how much better. Like I think it's McKinney. You know, Mike coached him at Lassiter, and he started if not most of last year for them, and he wasn't even playing. And they had a couple of transfers. They got the kid coming in this next season, Petty, right?
From my kid's school.
Yeah, and so he's coming in next year to help. But they're transfers. It was the fact that Georgia Tech was, to me, that they could swell up against Florida State's run game. Florida State averaged, like, they had 30-something carries. Didn't even get over 100 yards.
I feel like it does feel wrong talking about all this offensive line talk without Mike here.
It does, and I just want to crush offensive line, which is not here, because I say
but
anything
But that's how they won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they controlled the line of scrimmage. They did awesome.
And Haynes King didn't make mistakes.
How tough is he, though?
Dude, I said it all
He's almost too tough for his own good. You're wondering, can you stay healthy doing that? Running the ball the way he does, and he sticks his hat in there. But he's dangerous.
You have a good quarterback. You have a good running back. And Haynes.
Mm-hmm. Haynes and Haynes.
Yeah, it's the Haynes show. Singleton can make plays.
America's second largest injury law firm, Haynes and Haynes.
Right behind Morgan and Morgan, right? And you know, me and Dade were talking, but remember there's the play where I think it's on the final drive where the botch snap because Singleton's in motion.
Right.
That's when the snap comes. They drop it, and then he's able to find the crossing route to gain good bit of yardage back to get them back in field goal range.
Well, that was the play after that. I think he picked that up in a keeper, and he managed to maybe get a couple of yards out of it. It was still a loss, but
it was third and I think 12, and he got it back to third and fourth and two to kick that field goal. That wasn't an easy field goal either, and he had missed one earlier.
Yeah, but he's got a big leg, though. I think he made a 62-yarder in the spring game, so the leg was there. You thought about maybe the accuracy, but there was no doubt about that one.
Well, college kickers, week zero, so you don't know what you're going to get.
If I told you that DJ Uiagalelei was 19 of 27.
Can you say his name one more time?
DJ Uiagalelei.
DJ Ukulele.
If I told you he was 19 of 27 for right around 200 yards, do you think they would have lost?
No.
What if I told you that 13 of his 19 completions were for 5 yards or less?
Yeah.
Or thrown 5 yards or less.
Do y'all think it's a bit of a red flag when guys jump around from school to school to school?
Yes.
Who's the common denominator? Look in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Well, look at Dylan Gabriel, who was in UCF for, two or three years, jumps to Oklahoma for a year, and now he's out at Oregon. I don't know if that's going to work either. For me, though, I look at his story and I look at DJ's story and they're completely separate.
Yeah.
Because I think he left to go to Oklahoma because he thought maybe a better opportunity to get noticed, system, all that kind of stuff. And then I honestly don't know why he went from Oklahoma to Oregon other than maybe he thought it might be easier to win going from, going into the Big Ten than the SEC. I don't know. But with DJ, it's different. He was there for a year under Trevor Lawrence. Then he's just not really the guy at Clemson for, 2 years? Then he goes to Oregon State to kind of redo his career, and I think he thought that he had done enough. And now, hey, look, I'm going to jump to Florida State. I can go win a national title maybe or maybe compete, maybe get noticed and for in that Heisman contention. First game didn't necessarily work out well for him.
Let's hear from Brent Key after the game. A very succinct answer to a question.
This is the best.
Run the ball.
There you go.
I love it. So simple. Spoken like a true former offensive lineman.
Right,
my Birmingham brethren, Brent Key. I love that guy.
Do you think 5 years, this is what, this is like 5 years now, I think, removed from, or maybe almost six removed from Paul Johnson. Do you think that they would be sitting here saying, hey, we won a ball game 24-21, and we controlled the line of scrimmage, and we iced the game with 7 minutes left to go kick the game?
Well, Paul Johnson actually tweeted out, big congratulations. Yes, big congratulations to Georgia Tech. He hated Jeff Collins. Paul Johnson had a big issue with Jeff Collins.
Well,
and Brent Key kind of embraced him and brought him back because Georgia Tech fan, and I love Paul Johnson. He won a lot of games. His offense, when it was humming, it was a thing of beauty. But when it was not, when it wasn't working, it set football back 50 years.
He always gave me the best sound bites walking off the field. I mean, that guy.
I liked him a little grouchy. Like coaches that are a little grouchy.
Yeah, he's got some great memes out there and GIFs.
Well, would you rather want a real sound bite or the James Franklin fluff?
I want an unhinged Paul Johnson, and I really want an unhinged Brent Key because it's in there.
The reason Jeff, let's be honest though about the Paul Johnson Jeff Collins beef, that was Jeff Collins' fault because Jeff Collins goes in his press conference when he takes over and talks about how he's going to build tradition at Georgia Tech. Dude, what? I'm sorry. I think Tech's got a little bit of tradition when you got Bobby Dodd and Heisman. They've won national titles. You're not building anything at Georgia Tech. You're just retooling a program that was a different philosophy than you with the way they built their program offensively. Brent Key didn't do any of that. So when you go in there and you basically crap all over the guy that's been there, who's won in his own right, national titles in college football at Georgia Southern and has been as successful
made Navy
as Paul
relevant.
Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah.
And won ACC titles at Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff Collins went in there with this mindset that he was going to reinvent football at Georgia Tech. And then all the biggest thing he did was, you know, have the guys lift weights on the sidelines. That was probably his biggest accomplishment at Georgia Tech. So let's be honest about that, why there was a beef there. But, you know, Brent Key is that throwback from the George O'Leary days.
Well, that's who he played for.
Mm-hmm.
Tutor. And he also learned the nuances and what it takes to run a successful program working for Nick Saban. He said Nick Saban's imprint is all over the Georgia Tech program.
And
lots of programs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at Texas now.
I mean, his coaching tree, it's everywhere in college football. Yeah.
And how many, not only did he put guys out there, but he actually remade guys like Sark.
Sark, Kiffin. Mm-hmm. I mean, he saved them in many ways, not just football, but who they are as a man.
Yeah. And you look at the Giants, Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
Saban. Mm-hmm. You know, he put out, you know, he's put out radio personalities too. I mean, the Mike Johnsons of the world, they don't grow on trees.
I mean, I worked in athletics too at Alabama.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, broadcast major, worked in media relations for the University of Alabama. So here we are.
See what?
Coaching tree continues, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Look at Nick Saban. Nick Saban has not only put out successful broadcasters, but coaches as well. And now he's doing it himself on game day.
Well, Nick Saban called Georgia Tech a dark horse in the ACC, and the way they won this game this past weekend, nothing gimmicky about it. Schedule, though.
Did you notice how Georgia Tech football's Twitter account and social media accounts was putting receipts out on everybody over the weekend?
As they should.
I love it.
I'm so here for pettiness.
Again, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Shall we return to the Falcons? Top of the hour, got to get the roster down to 53. And who the hell is going to be the quarterback for the Steelers week one?
I got all the answers.
Well, you think you do. We're going to listen to Squid Labor and his delusions next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.